these parshios, parshas Bo and Beshalach, and obviously continuing on in the next few parshios, we have the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Torah gives very vivid and descriptive detail about everything that happened and how the Jewish people ran out of Mitzrayim in the middle of the night, and how Paro then changed his mind. And what we seem to find is that there is a sense of hurry, a sense of urgency, ki b'chipazon, because you had to be rushed out of Mitzrayim, and that is also why we eat matzah on Leil HaSeder, because al shelo hispik b'tzeikam lahachmitz, because there was not enough time for them to bake bread as they normally or otherwise would have. And then, as they are hurrying out of the land and continuing on in this journey, all of a sudden, in the middle of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an instruction to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, v'yashuvu v'yachanu lefnei pi hachiroz bein migdol l'vein hayam, lefnei bal tzafon. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu to turn everyone around. So you've been traveling out of Mitzrayim, going in a certain direction, and now suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, give an instruction that everyone should turn their backs from the way they were facing and start traveling to where they came from. And Moshe Rabbeinu is puzzled. What do you mean? Why are we going back when you told us to leave? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'amar Paro levnei Yisrael nevuchim heim ba'aretz. Paro is going to have the mistaken impression as if the entire Jewish community is disoriented, as if they're totally lost. First they thought they were supposed to go east, now all of a sudden they're going west. Obviously they don't know where they're going, and therefore Paro is then going to harden his heart, V'radaf acharehem, V'ikavda b'faro v'chol chelo v'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu that they should go through this circuitous route that should confuse Paro, and the objective is that Paro will then want to come out and chase them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then perform all of his miracles. Listen to an amazing insight from the Sfas Emes, and he writes this in his Sefer on Chumash, in our Parsha, Parshas Beshalach, and he says, why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the Jewish people to turn around? Why did he say they should go back to where they came from? You just built up to this crescendo, you built up to this moment where Klal Yisrael finally leaves Mitzrayim, and now you're telling them to go back. It doesn't really make sense. There was no other way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get Paro to be interested in going chasing after them. This is the only way to do it. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam find it necessary to make them turn around, says the Sfas Emes? La'asher yatsu b'nei Yisrael b'chipazon mi'Mitzrayim. Since the Jewish people left Egypt so abruptly, v'haya shalo b'hadraga, and there was no process. It was one moment you're a slave, and the next moment you're free. One moment you're under the shackles, under the leadership of Paro, and the next moment you're out into the sea, you're out by Kriyas Yamsev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ze davar shel kayama. That kind of growth is so unhealthy. That kind of change in perspective to happen from one moment to the next is never going to last. Ein ze davar shel kayama, that will never have a lasting effect. It will never have a lasting impression, and therefore writes the Sfas Emes, Hutzrichu Lashuv. The Sfas Emes says, every single transition that we do in life has to be done as a process. We are human beings, and human beings need to process things. And if you want something to be successful, you need to sometimes give it time. You need to sometimes go through the stages. You see, somebody comes to yeshiva, and immediately they look at the Rosh Hashiva and they say, I want to be him. So they start staying up late at night and they learn till 2 o'clock in the morning and they're doing all these crazy things and it's not healthy. And it's never the way to get to greatness. And it never works. And at a certain period of time, they snap. And they're not able to uphold all of the standards that they hold themselves to because everything needs to be a process. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in our Parsha, Nevuchim heim ba'aretz. I want power to see that they're lost, but the real objective is because I want the Jewish people to have an everlasting effect from this experience. And that is not going to happen if they rush out and they don't have the requisite steps in place in order to live through this process and appreciate what it's all about. It is interesting to note, and now it makes sense to us, the Navi Yeshaya, when he describes in great detail what Achris HaYamim is going to look like, what will life be like in Kibbutz Galias when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will finally take us out of our galus? Says the Navi Yeshaya in Perek Nun Beis, Ki lo b'chipazon teitzeyu. You will not leave all of your lands of exile b'chipazon. Uv'menusa lo seileichun. Ki ho lech lefneichem Hashem u'ma'asifchem Elokei Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give it time. and he's going to take you one step at a time, and you're going to go through the process, and it will not be a process of chipazon. Ask the Shalach HaKadosh, I don't understand. When it came to Mitzrayim, we have such a great focus on the chipazon, eat the matzah, everybody get out this moment, don't stay one extra second. And then when it comes to the final kibbutz galius that we've been waiting for, that we've anticipated for so many generations, for so many years, now the Navi Yeshaya says God's going to take his time, ki lo b'chipazon, isn't that the appropriate time when we should bedavka have chipazon? Says the Sfasemis, no, you're right. It's true that in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to get us out. But then the Ribono Shel Olam said, it's not healthy. It's not healthy, and it's not going to last. And therefore, he instructs the Jewish people, turn around, and we're going to start all over again. And we're going to do this in the proper steps, with the proper preparation, with the process playing out the way it should. And the Navi Yeshaya says, the healthiest way to come out of Galus is lo b'chipazon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in stages. And how does he do that? We see it playing out in front of our own eyes. The Ribono Shel Olam gave us a terrible calamity, the Holocaust. And immediately following that, which was the depths, which was the worst part of our exile, the horrific tragedy that the Jewish people suffered. And immediately after that, he slowly, slowly began to unravel the story and the process of our redemption. And look what's happening. I come from the school of thought where we believe that this is all aschalta de geula. Not everybody has to agree to that. But some do believe that this is the period of aschalta de geula, that we are watching the process of geula unfold. And perhaps it's happening a little bit slower than some people might want it. But writes the Sfasemes, maybe that is the healthiest way, and that is exactly what the Navi describes. In contrast to what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was unhealthy, the Navi Yeshaya says, by Kibbutz Galios ba'achris hayamim, it will not be b'chipazon. And first there's going to be the Balfour Declaration. And then you're going to have your own state. And it's going to be run by people who are perhaps anti-traditional, and maybe even anti-God. And it's not going to be exactly what you want, but it's the beginning of the process. And one thing leads to the next, and then you have Yerushalayim, and then you have sovereignty over Judea and Samaria, and you have so many different things that fall into place one after the other. Lo b'chipazon. Would we have wished that it happened overnight? Of course we would have. Is that the way the process is going to unfold? Says the Navi from the outset, it is unhealthy, and that is not the way it works. In Parshas Yisro, as we'll read next week, the Pasuk says at the very end of the Parsha, it's in the last Aliyah, I only know that because it's my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, so the Torah says there, lo saleh b'malos al mizbechi, asher lo ta'aleh ervascha alav, that you have to be careful when constructing a mizbeach, you should not go b'malos al mizbechi, don't go on steps, and therefore the mizbeach had to be constructed as a ramp, instead of having steps that led up to the high point. So the Altar from Navardik writes in his Sefer Madrega Sa'adam, Im nizbonein b'madrega sa'adam b'kiyum ha-Torah v'tikun amidos. When we think about the Mizbeach, he says, that's really a microcosm of all of life. When we try to grow, when we try to go and aspire toward some kind of greatness, we all want to be on top of the Mizbeach, so to speak. And he writes, what the Torah here says is that a person needs to go mi-madrega le-madrega. People need to go in a steady and successive, subtle intervals from one level to the next. V'hasheni mashuhu holech mi madrega le madrega below kinyan. And he says, that's what the Torah says, lo saleh b'malos al mizbechi. Don't try to run up the mizbeach. That is not the way it works. Don't try to skip steps. Everything has to be what he refers to as behadraga. And he quotes Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Nefesh HaChaim, who was the preeminent Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. And the Nefesh HaChaim writes, asher midarkei hayetzer hara. This is fascinating. He says, very often, the Yetzer Hara doesn't always come to a person and convince them to do something evil. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, every once in a while, the Yetzer Hara has a greater plan, and that is lahasito, ledaleg mimadrega limadrega, betikva lahasig mashigavo yoter. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara comes to a person and says, I don't want you to do something bad. I want you to go so much to the extreme to do something good that you're going to burn out, that you're not going to be able to keep up with it, that you're not going to be able to be consistent. I'm going to be the greatest Baal Chesed, and I'm going to extend myself so far that after doing two or three Chesedim, I'm never going to want to do a Chesed again because I'm going to get so burnt out from it, I'm never going to want to be involved. I'm going to be so involved in Tzarchei Tzibur that after being in the thick of the politics for one or two stories, I'm going to say, that's it. And that, writes the Nefesh HaChaim, is such an unhealthy way. It has to go in stages. So first you get involved a little bit, and then life experience allows you to get involved a little bit more. But says the Nefesh HaChaim, this is with every endeavor in life. It always has to be Mi madrega le madrega. It always has to be a process. And for a person to think they're going to go from 0 to 100 in one moment, bechipazon yatzu b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, you think you're going to go from being one way to immediately flipping to be another way, that is never healthy, and it's not going to last. And therefore writes the Sfas Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that it wouldn't last, and he instructed the Jewish people, turn around, we're going to start all over again. I took you out of Mitzrayim, I did it quickly, but now it's time to turn back around and start again. Do the process slowly through the way that a process is supposed to be done. This is what Chazal say, commenting on a pasuk in Sefer Mishlei. Notzer te'ena yochal pirio. It says that somebody who creates a te'ena, a fig, yochal pirio, will be able to eat its fruit. And what exactly is that a reference to? Obviously, shivim panam latorah. There are so many ways to explain that. But the Medrash there writes in Sefer Mishlei, lama nimshala torah le'te'ena. Why is the Torah compared to a fig? What is it about a fig that is unique to the experience of Talmud Torah? Sherov ha'ilanos nilkatin ke'echad. Because most trees grow all at the same time, and you go and collect all the apples at once. And here, says the Medrash, that is not the experience. Hata'ena nilketas, when we talk about figs and how they grow on the tree, there we are told that they are gathered and collected ma'at ma'at. Some of them grow now, some of them grow the next week, some of them the following month, and the farmer has to keep having a constant involvement to take some of them off and come back again and take more off. And he says, Kach HaTorah, Hayom Lomid Ma'at Ulamachar Habeh. Today you're going to learn a little bit, and you add it on to what you're going to learn tomorrow. And for a person to come one day and say, I'm going to become the greatest Talmud Chacham, the Gadol Hador, from one minute to the next, is never a healthy way. And therefore the Navi tells us, Notzer te'ena yochel pirio. That is the way for a person to always be able to have success in any spiritual endeavor, is if you're willing to see not the bigger picture at all times, but to see the small pieces that are in front of you and what steps need to be taken now in order to get me to the next level where I need to be. And therefore, Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, commenting on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Eza hu ashir hasameach bechelko. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, what it means is, Eino atz lehaashir. There's a person who goes into business, and the first minute that he's involved, he says, I want to be a millionaire. I need to figure out how to get there. That's the goal. Doesn't happen to everybody. Not everybody is going to be so successful. And he hurries right away. Im eino holech begadlus bilimudo. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if you can't figure out how to be sameach bechelko with whatever chelek you have right now, and then say, you know, tomorrow I'm going to build on that chelek, and the next day I'm going to be able to have yet another component to that chelek, and altogether I'm going to accumulate all of that to become something great, then I'll be the millionaire, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. That's what it means. The usher is sameach bechelko, because if not, he says, if a person is too much in a rush, if a person is too much looking at the goal and not really understanding what it is that needs to be done right now, practically in front of me, then he says you end up losing it all, because that plan is never a sustainable plan. And the Vilna Gaon writes a very similar idea. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, as we said, has this in the Nefesh HaChaim, but the Vilna Gaon himself writes it as well. Pa'amim sha'adam me'aschil leilech b'derech ha'yasher. Sometimes you see a person who's very excited about doing the right thing. Va'achar kach porish. And after a short period of time, they stop, and you can't figure out why. And suddenly it becomes very difficult for them to keep up with whatever it is that they've decided to take upon themselves. Says the Vilna Gaon, "V'hu misrayim al Hashem shelo hayalo siyata d'shmaya." And I get angry at the Ribono shel Olam. Why isn't he helping me? I'm aspiring for great things, and I want to be involved in something good. How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't allowing me? Why doesn't he help me out? Says the Vilna Gaon, I will be emes hu be'atzmo kilkel. It's not the Ribono shel Olam's fault. It's because you didn't have the right plan. It's because you didn't chart this out properly. You went into business, and you set everything up, and you want to be the millionaire, and you can't understand, why isn't God helping me? I finally got my hands into my own business, and I'm finally trying my best, and I want to sustain my family, I want to do whatever I can, and it's not working out. And says the Vilna Gaon, it's not the Ribono shel Olam's fault, it's because you're too busy focused on the goal, and you're too busy looking at the bigger picture, that you're not focused on, what am I doing day to day? How am I going to grow the business? What am I going to do to make today successful, and tomorrow successful, and to make sure that it goes in a process that is healthy? Says the Vilna Gaon, one cannot turn around and say, this is the Ribono shel Olam's fault. One has every right to turn around at themselves and say, I have to restructure the plan. And that writes the Sfasemis is what it means in our Parsha. When very surprisingly Moshe Rabbeinu was told that Klal Yisrael has to turn around. And now the Yashuvu V'yachanu Lefnei Piyachi Rosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know you just came out of Mitzrayim. Now it's time to turn around, go back and start the process over. Says the Sfasemis, why was that necessary? Because once again HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it was not healthy when Klal Yisrael went running out of Mitzrayim B'chipazom. We're going to start this over with a process. And we're going to do it in a way which is healthy. We're going to do it in a way which is sustainable. And we're going to do it in a way in which the Jewish people can actually handle what it is that they're experiencing and what it is that they're working toward. Rav Hanani ben Akash.